So we were looking at Perek Tesvav, chapter 15. And we had looked at one pasuk in Perek Tesvav, and then we'll go back to 15. Again, we're going to have to be a little bit selective. If you look at pasuk Vav, verse 6. So Pasuk Vav gives us a proverb. Beis tzadik chosein rav, uvitfuas tfuas rasha necharis. So the literal translation is, in the house of the righteous, there is an abundance of wealth, but the grain of the rasha will become spoiled. So what does it mean simply? The simplest meaning is, it is a reference to the ethics of business. And that is, that sometimes, you know, the Torah has many, many halachas about the honesty in business. And in fact, I think I mentioned last week, that the Gemara that says that after we die, after 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us 6 questions. And the very first question he's going to ask us is, Nasasa v'nasata bi'amuna. This is a very interesting phrase, just to translate for a moment. Nasasa v'nasata means, did you conduct business? Bi'amuna. Now, what does it mean to conduct business with amuna? Now, there are 2 translations. One translation of amuna is integrity and honesty. Did you conduct your business in an honest way? The second translation is, did you conduct your business with faith in God, that God is the source of your parnasa? Meaning, emuna can mean my integrity, my